Pope John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel Goggin, that cold hall, coldest team in town. Patton Cook running things across the way. Mike Organ, 36-year Tennessean Hall of Famer with the Tennessee Sports Writers Association, and knows where a lot of the bodies are buried, as a matter of fact. But we could talk about a variety of things. We don't have Mike on the show enough, quite frankly.
We don't.
Yeah, and we're going to keep it that way. No, I'm kidding. Mike, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Good morning. Sounds like a plan to me, Greg.
All right. You hanging out with Master P all the time now, you and John.
Yeah, well, right? Thanks to Mike, I was able to get an interview with Hersey and Master P last weekend, which I thoroughly enjoyed. Had a great time, and boy, he seems like a real down-to-earth guy, him and his son, right, Mike?
He really does. John, I've enjoyed talking to him on the phone three or four times up till this interview this week, and just in person, he seemed every bit as down to earth as you said, just kind of man on the street kind of guy, just everyday Joe to talk to, and he'll talk to you as long as you want to talk to. Even though we had little kids running around all over the place when I talked to him at his camp, and he'll talk to you about anything. One thing leads to another. Just like a guy sitting at the bar or something.
So for those that don't know, how good is Hersey? How good is his son?
Well, I think Hersey's a good player for this level. I think Hersey will play. I know he'll play this year, even though they've got people at that position. They got good people at that position.
Yeah, Mark Freeman and Marcus Fitzgerald may be the best backcourt in the OVC, you know.
Mm-hmm. He's coming into a tough position there. Yeah, you're right, Greg, and you would know. Being the voice of the Tigers. But Brian's still going to find time, some opportunities to put him in and get him some experience. But to answer John's question, I think that they'll groom him for the future is what he's going to be doing this year.
Mm. Mike.
And also speaking of
Go right ahead.
Did you see where he got an NIL deal with not quite like Hersey's, but he also got a nice NIL deal.
Who's that?
Marcus Fitzpatrick.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
Marcus Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald. Yeah, he also got one. He's going to officially announce it Saturday at his birthday party.
Wow.
Of course, his grandfather, the legendary Maurice Fitzgerald. So
exactly.
Hey, Mike, got any racing to cover around here? Let's don't bury the recent lead. The SRX Series Championship on CBS, yep. National, and coming to town. It just seems like the forward momentum in the racing community. Everybody wants to come to Nashville.
We've gone from having no racing in Nashville to being the epicenter in about a year. It's pretty incredible. Those aren't my words. That's Daryl Waltrip calling us that, and Ken Schrader calling us that, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. saying we have the potential to do that. That SRX race, Greg, it scored the highest ratings of any SRX race this year. Actually, it was the only one that scored any kind of TV rating. Scored a 3.2, John. As you know, that's pushing 35,000 households.
Yep,
which is pretty good.
In the middle of summer on a Saturday night. Yeah, that's real good.
Yeah, and for Chase Elliott to come in and race the night before a Cup race spoke volumes, and then it couldn't have been a better a Hollywood producer couldn't have scripted a better finish than for him to be up against his dad and Tony Stewart, who created the SRX series with Ray Evernham. For the three of them to be there at the finish line and then to share the podium, it was just it all came together perfectly. Jam packed stadium, 15,000 on top of that TV rating, so that really was kind of a mess. I think that sent a message to city leaders as to this is what we could do if we got a Cup race out here. And then if you do get a cup race, to your point, Greg, that would be two cup races each year in Nashville on top of a Music City Grand Prix IndyCar race thrown in there, too. So it's just pretty incredible what's come together in a matter of just months almost, 15, 16 months.
Well, yeah, it's been 84 since a cup race right at the fairgrounds. And now the SRX, already on Father's Day, we had the return of the Cup Series out there. Great.
You know, that was a lot of fun to cover. Yeah. I could tell you that. And that was great.
Sell out, blah, 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 all of that. Do we really know the magnitude of what's going to hit us in about 3 weeks with the Music City Grand Prix?
No idea whatsoever. I don't know how to cover this thing. It's all over the city. It's spread out. I mean, how do you know? You're going to have to cover it by watching the big screen, I guess. Hopefully don't go off in the river when they come over the bridge. And I have no idea, to be honest, with everything else that's going to be going on. There's going to be four or five other races. Scott Borchetta is going to be in a race. There's going to be, leading up to that Friday, Saturday, there's going to be truck races. And it's not regular truck races. It's like monster truck races, jumping over hills and riding up on two wheels at times. They tell me that's the most exciting thing there is, those truck races that are going to take place at Nissan Stadium. And again, I have no idea what to tell you to expect. Hopefully, Joseph Newgarden will fare well. And again, that's like a Hollywood script there. He's coming in off his first win of the year, too, the local favorite. So, and then there's going to be music like crazy. The Grand Ole Opry is going to be on site, which it never moves, and it's going to be performed at the on the grounds. And then there's going to be Peter Frampton and Vince Neil, Brooks and Dunn. The list goes on and on.
Yeah, it's gonna be absolutely incredible. And like you guys have said, what's gone on over the last year in terms of racing here in Nashville has just absolutely been phenomenal. Mike, we're talking with Mike Organ, by the way. Mike, what'd you make of what Deion Sanders did the other day? What was that all about?
I have no idea whatsoever. I put myself in that position, and I thought, you know what? I never called Rod Reed Coach Reed. I always called him Rod. I've known him, for 20 years. Penny Collins, I call him Penny because I covered him at White's Creek. I'm not going to all of a sudden start calling him Coach Collins. My take on that, John, has always been I've always called coaches who are older than me.
Yeah.
And that there's fewer and fewer of them as the as the years have gone by. So I don't call anybody coach anymore. And I don't know if that was a stunt or what that was by Deion. That just came out of nowhere.
Well, do you think maybe, Mike, that it's maybe just him saying, listen, I'm not some novelty act. I'm serious about coaching here, and I want to be treated as such.
That's why it goes by Coach Prime, right?
Well, I'm asking Mike, Greg, not you. Answer the phone. Take your pills.
I absolutely hope that's the case, John. There has to be some reason. I hope that's what we eventually find out. I really, really do. And because that would make some sense, but to walk out and to cause such a big scene, I think, to stand there and say that's what you wanted would have been probably a better way to go about that.
Yeah.
But I hope, John, that's what it was about. Because he is, now that he's getting scrutinized a little bit after his first season, he needs a little bit of that. I think he's trying to build his credibility up, because now, he doesn't want people coming out and saying, well, this was a mistake. A lot of people said that we were taking a chance in the first place. So really do hope that's the case. That crossed my mind, after I thought about it really hard, after hearing about it and tried to figure out what was going on. And I hope that eventually, somebody comes out and tells us that was what his end result was.
Well, the writers said, I've called him, first name of people forever, and I do the coach out of respect of older coaches, legends, and things like that.
Yeah, I kind of have that same philosophy that you guys do.
I'm not going to call Eddie Coach George, but there's a previous relationship there. I remember going back. Remember Jerry DiNardo? Jerry pulled me aside one time, and you were the beat writer. I was the beat writer, you for the Tennessee and me for the Banner, and I always always called him Jerry. And he pulled me aside and said, well, how come? Because most other people, you know, because Jerry, like, if he could get away with it, he'd bully you a little bit. You know what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he said, why don't you call me Coach DiNardo? And I said, well, I will call you Coach DiNardo, but from now on, I want you to call me Ryder Pogue.
And see, to that point, Greg, we were about the same age as Jerry was.
Yeah.
So it just seemed awkward giving him that title. And then also in that vein, what about two coaches after that? Well, we're going to call Woody Woodenhofer Coach Woodenhofer when nobody called him Coach Woodenhofer.
It was Woody. He wanted you to call him Woody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing is, for Dion, too, there's an old saying, because the Jackson Clarion Ledger is the dominant paper in the state, Gannett paper. You don't pick fights with entities that buy ink by the barrel, right?
Yeah. Yes. And that's the thing. I wish he would have picked a fight with somebody else over some other subject to try to get his point across. I think it would have come across a lot better, made him look a lot better. And also, I wanted to mention one other coach that we called by her first name, who definitely deserved all the respect, was Pat.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone called Pat Summit Pat, including all of her players.
Yeah. That's right. So, speaking of coaches.
Deserved respect.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Speaking of coaches, Mike, based on what you're hearing and what you've observed, how is Eddie George making the transition to head coach?
Well, you know, so far, and Greg and I talked about this on the phone the other day, it's not been an easy road for Eddie, unfortunately, losing both parents since being named the coach at Tennessee State. So that's been something he's had to overcome, and he's doing that as well as anybody, I believe, would be able to in that respect, because he was so close to both parents. But we talked to a couple of the players at Media Day, and I think that the excitement is staying where it was when Eddie was first named the coach. And I think that so far it's been everything that they thought it would be. Now, you know, your wins are going to be the ultimate judge of what kind of coach he is. But I like what he said. I like what he's done so far as putting in his philosophy and that kind of thing. I'm going to get a better feel for it Sunday. He's having a celebrity golf tournament at Golf Club of Tennessee Sunday. Jeff Fisher will be there. Hugh Jackson will be there. Clyde Simmons, his new defensive lines coach, will be there. Ray Lewis will
Ray be Lewis, there. I saw that, yeah.
It'd be interesting to see what Ray Lewis says about it.
I was going to say, they have a little bit of a history, he and Eddie George. No?
Ray will probably go over there and try to steal Eddie's golf ball.
Oh, come on. Stop it.
I was wondering if they're going to be in the same pairings. That'll be interesting. Now, actually, I think they're very close off the field. So that's interesting, even though they were not close on the field at all. But I look forward to talking to some other people out on the perimeter, you know, like a Jeff Fisher and Hugh Jackson, and seeing what they think. That's the one thing I haven't gotten to do up to this point to try to find out how things are going. I was out there Wednesday for Masterpiece Camp and kind of snooped around a little bit and really liked the enthusiasm and the energy I saw, which, you know, over the past few years you haven't seen. And mainly because there haven't been a lot of kids there during the summer because there was some issues there. And I think that's the main thing that he needs to get done, and that he is getting done, is being able to keep more kids in summer school and on campus during the summer when other teams have their kids there.
Mike Organ with us. Mike, what do you got coming up?
Well, vacation, kind of a revving up vacation.
Where are we going?
Nowhere at this point. It's going to be a staycation to just kind of rest and get ready for what's coming. And actually, I found out that I've got an interview with Joseph Newgarden on the last day of vacation, which it's a sit-down, so I couldn't turn it down. So actually, on the last day of my vacation, I'll be actually working. So, but it's just going to be a get ready for what's ahead, because going to go straight into the from the Grand Prix straight into football season. So just intentionally did not and do not have anything planned this week. Not going to Destin because I heard you weren't going to Destin.
Well, so, how many times did we go? This is a running gag, but we went on vacation separately of each other, what, 3 years in a row, and ran into each other on separate vacations 3 years in a row.
Well, and in Destin, and Destin's such a tiny place that, you know, you're going to run into, you know, we could have been there and still not seen
no,
you.
No, I know.
We did. I remember seeing you on a pier one time.
Yeah, I just got through deep sea fishing, yep.
You got some deep sea fishing, and I was going on a cruise, and Greg had a big fish over there weighing in. But, so since I heard you weren't going, I decided, okay, this is going to be a good time for a staycation and then get ready. Because usually, you know, the summers are pretty laid back and you're looking for things to do. That has not been the case this year. There's not been a lot of scurrying around trying to find things to do. It's been more of a matter of not having enough time to do what I normally want, you know, need to do. And that's with, you know, not having a marathon this spring, and having the Iroquois move back. You know, that was another thing that was jammed in. So it's been a crazy summer, one unlike any I've had in my 35, 36 years of Tennessean.
Hitting the gym today, Mike, what we got? Arms, chest, shoulders today? What are we training?
Arms last night, so we're back to chest and triceps today, John.
Attaboy.
They're around three if you can get there. Not to work out with me. I can't work out with John, but I like for him to be there to give me some instruction.
Well, I'm working on my low-seps today.
Move that iron, big boy. Move that iron.
See you, Mike.
See you, Mike. Thank you.
All right, guys. See ya.
Mike Horgan, obviously jack of all trades at the Tennessee.
It's just a good.